This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. A little more than a century and a half ago, Union soldiers arrived in Galveston with some big news for Texas slaves. They were free. That day came to be known as Juneteenth. This year's celebration is Monday, and it's recognized by 45 states, including Texas, but it's not a national holiday. Opal Lee is determined to change that. Last fall, at age 90, she made miles and miles of symbolic walks between here and Washington, D.C. For this week's Friday Conversation, we stopped by her home in Fort Worth. Opal Lee, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
You'll turn 91 years old this October, most of that time in Fort Worth. I understand there was a Juneteenth when you were a little girl, and a mob of people stormed your parents' home.
Well, let me tell you what. There were Juneteenths in Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Which is where you're from.
In Fort Worth, it had died down. And on that Juneteenth day, we didn't realize that the house my parents bought on Annie Street, right at New York, was a neat little place, a couple of bedrooms, and my mom had it fixed up so nice. But the people in the neighborhood didn't want us there.
Was that a white neighborhood?
Yes. They didn't want us there. And they had hatched this plot. And they gathered and began to throw rocks at the house. And they finally set it on fire. Mm. The realtor who sold it to my parents went to the Texas and Pacific station on Lancaster to get my father, who worked there. And he came back and he had a shotgun. Police told him, if you bust a cap, we'll let the mob have you. The papers tell us that there were 500 people there. But it was a harrowing experience. My family never talked about it. And it actually happened on the 19th of June.
So this kind of crusade that you're on has some pretty deep roots.
It does.
It's been 152 years since that first Juneteenth. Why should people care today?
Listen, why should people care about the Holocaust? Hello. We simply have to make people remember these things. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from. You need to remember so these things don't happen again. And the kind of climate we have now, anything could happen.
Why do you think it is that the Juneteenth hasn't caught hold?
For one thing, bless our souls, we tried hard to, assimilate, take on the white folks' ways, you know. And we were ashamed that we didn't know for 2.5 years that we were free. And other states that did know, the people laughed at us. So we just sort of hunkered down, you know. Now I'm trying to get people to understand that slaves didn't free themselves. That it took abolitionists, it took Frederick Douglass, it took Harriet Tubman, it took Nat Turner, all these people to make others aware of slavery and the atrocities that were happening. It's just not a black thing. It's the right thing. None of us are free until we're all free.
You're about to start this journey all over again.
Yes.
There's a different man in the White House now.
Yes.
If you get there, what will you tell Donald Trump?
I will talk to Donald Trump. In fact, I'm sure I'm going to have to educate him on the Juneteenth. I don't think he knows anything about it. And I hope by that time he will have, tempered down. But I'm going to talk to him just like I would have Obama if I had had the opportunity to, you know. I might be the gal who can change his mind.
Well, Opal Lee, thanks for inviting us into your home, and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, listen, I've enjoyed it. Hey, come again.